Dear Cheap Astronomy, how much faster is nuclear thermal propulsion? The idea behind nuclear thermal propulsion, or NTP, is that you have a nuclear fission core which is probably uranium-based. This can generate a lot of localized heat over periods of years, and you can then feed into that a propellant that will expand upon heating. For example, liquid hydrogen. That expanded gas then shoots out a rocket nozzle and pushes your spacecraft forward on the basis of Newton's actions producing opposite reactions. What's good about NTP is its specific impulse, where it can get about twice the effect from the same amount of propellant as an equivalent chemical rocket can. What's not so good about NTP is its ability to generate raw thrust. So we should only expect to use NTP from beyond Earth's orbit. To get into Earth's orbit, we'll still need standard chemical rockets that can generate sufficient explosive force to lift a large mass away from Earth's surface gravity. Current estimates of a yet-to-be-flown NTP rocket is that it could reduce the estimated travel time to Mars by about 25%. So, rather than the current estimated 7 months one-way trip, it might be more like 5 months. And that much reduced travel time to Mars might allow for a lighter payload mass, where less stores are required for a shorter trip, or otherwise less rendezvous stops at resupply hubs are required. So reducing travel time also brings in other efficiencies. And getting to Mars quicker also means you get to Mars while it's closer to Earth, so there's a slightly more realistic possibility of a successful mission abort. That is, you can turn around and go home if something goes devastatingly wrong on the way. Less travel time is also better for the astronauts' health with respect to less radiation exposure and less time in microgravity, which tends to result in muscle and bone wasting. Nonetheless, all these benefits just make the whole thing a bit better. 5 months' travel time still means a pretty grueling and fairly dangerous trip. So it does make a crewed Mars mission look a bit less risky, but it does still end up being pretty risky. At a more theoretical level, the Variable Specific Impulse Magnetoplasma Rocket, VSIMR, could theoretically cut the travel time to Mars down to 1 month. The VSIMR might use a nuclear reactor as a power source, but ultimately it's an electric engine, which would probably use argon or xenon as a propellant, where the gas is first ionized by high-energy radio waves to create a charged plasma, which is then constrained and squeezed through a magnetic field so that it shoots out the rocket nozzle at really high speed. Such a design should be able to achieve much higher specific impulse than existing plasma thrusters by virtue of it both ionizing and ejecting the plasma more directly and more rapidly. However, this approach requires a lot more electrical power and hence would likely need a substantial nuclear reactor rather than the solar panels which the current flying plasma thrusters rely on. So the VSIMR rocket is propellant efficient but not very power efficient. And the nuclear reactor plus some more robust hardware means that the rocket's thrust to mass ratio isn't as good as the currently flying plasma thrusters. These are potentially just teething issues where we are seeing successive generations of VSIMR prototypes achieving more effective designs and outputs. Nonetheless, a persisting problematic issue is heat generation, both from the reactor and the engine itself, which is intended to heat plasma up to 1 million degrees Celsius. Internal heat is a big problem for any spacecraft flying in a vacuum, since the only way to lose heat is to radiate it off. Current thinking is that a VSIMR would need football field-sized heat radiators, which is not beyond the realms of possibility, where the International Space Station's solar arrays are nearly one football field in surface area, although the ISS's heat radiators are nowhere near that scale. So, as with many ideas in this space, a Mars-bound VISMR is something that looks interesting and feasible on paper, but its reality remains to be seen or flown.